Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Come wherever you are. Come celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Saviour. You might want to stop and sing In Christ Alone. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, and my song. The readings for this day, the 12th of April 2020, Resurrection Sunday, are from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And the Gospel account of the resurrection. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A second song might be, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you." Just like the disciples wanted to see Jesus, the resurrected Lord, we pray that God would open our hearts. Amen. So this is the day we have been waiting for. The whole of our faith is summed up in this one day. This day, remembering the resurrection of Jesus, called forth into being a new religion and spirituality, Christianity is born. This day, the resurrection of Jesus has brought real, tangible hope to the faithful for 2,000 years. This day, when we remember the resurrection of Jesus, we know that God is indeed Lord of not just Israel, but of the whole world. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. Thanks be to God. But at the time, the early Jewish disciples were confused. They hadn't expected this. Historians tell us that in the 100 years before and after Jesus, there were in fact many messianic movements within Judaism. Many movements led by people claiming to be the Messiah. Mainly because the Jewish people had been waiting for a savior to free them and restore them to greatness for hundreds of years. Many of these messianic men and women were killed, and the fledgling movement soon died out, with the followers transferring their allegiance to a new movement. But this did not happen to the early Christians. This is a significant historical exception which radically changed the world. And any thinking person has to ask why and how did this happen? And the answer lies in today, Easter Sunday, when we remember. The Jesus movement claimed that their Messiah had been raised from the dead in a new and transformed bodily way, The tomb was physically empty. An angel told the Marys that Jesus had been raised. The disciples met with the resurrected Jesus. They touched his wounds. They had meals with him. And Jesus was the same friend and teacher that they had known and followed. But now he was also different. He could now walk through walls and was beyond the limitations known to us humans. He was a new creation. He was a transformed man. His holiness and deity shone out of him. And so the confused early Christians had to make sense of this. They went to their Jewish scriptures and read the old texts in new ways, recognizing that this had been foretold thousands of years before. Their Messiah would indeed lead them out of exile and slavery again, but not in the way they had imagined, in the form of a political leader leading them out of Roman captivity. The Messiah would lead them out of the ultimate slavery, slavery to sin and death. If Jesus could indeed overcome physical death in some extraordinary way, then the Messiah they had been waiting for was one who would ultimately defeat the universal enemy of our own evil and fear in the face of self-preservation, self-centeredness, and weakness. This Messiah would usher in a new creation based on wholeness, kindness, and goodness, a kingdom of God built on the values that Jesus, this God-man, had already shown during his life and ministry. This Messiah represented a transformed world, both in real life here and now, and in the life to come after this earthly life has passed for each one of us in death. What a radical new way of thinking and living. How this has changed the world, and what's more, the power of the Spirit of Jesus continues to change the lives of people thousands of years after this event. This truth cannot be denied. The early Christians had to set about making sense of this new reality. What was this new creation? How would a transformed world be? Now that Jesus had been bodily raised from the dead, what would it look like and mean for people of faith and for those who followed him? So we read about the Acts of the Apostles in the Bible and the writings of Paul as they grapple with the new reality of a resurrected and ascended Lord and Saviour. Truth can be confusing. The truth is, we are living in a way that 3 months ago we could never have imagined. It is also extraordinary. We hear this being described as an unprecedented time. But as the disciples and early Christians found out, just because it hasn't happened before doesn't mean it is not reality. Increasingly, people are talking about how this pandemic will change the world. This will be a time for transformation. How do we as Christians want to use our agency and talk into this time in history? How do we want to influence this change? Pandemics tend to happen when the systems are vulnerable. For example, the cholera epidemic in London happened at the time of industrialization and rapid urbanization in the 1800s, when the cities did not have adequate sewerage systems. The consequence of the disease transformed the way we build cities and deal with sanitation. We are told this coronavirus pandemic is also like a mirror, reflecting back to us our weaknesses in society. Globalization, massive population growth, exploitation of limited resources, bringing us into contact with the animal kingdom and their diseases, our culture of mass air travel, our interconnected economies, all these things have contributed to this pandemic and the consequences we will experience from it. And so we are now faced with the choice of how will we respond and what can we do to improve our world. As an Easter people, we can wonder, where is the spirit of the resurrected Jesus calling the world to transform? What is this new life, this new creation God is calling us into? How is God revealing things to us in new ways at this time? These are really important questions that we need to take seriously, just as the early Christians had to grapple with the extraordinary event of Jesus' resurrection. While this virus has caused lots of suffering, a lot of good has also come out of this pandemic, especially in new creative ways people have responded to things. In the solidarity and cooperation people have shown, in questions related to the importance of health and life versus the economy, in the questions people have asked about the importance of the roles of our medical workers, school teachers and other caring professions relative to business and profit, to the evidence of the improvement of lockdown to the environment. We have also asked good questions about what the church really is. Is it our building on a Sunday? We have considered new ways we can prioritize and deepen our relationships and care for one another when we cannot rely on seeing each other at Sunday worship. Yes, a lot of really good things have come out of this. Kingdom of God view things. Things that the resurrected Jesus would have been excited about. We need to consider how we can keep these things and make them part of our new story and our new reality. Unfortunately, there's a very real chance that in the aftermath of this pandemic, people will again react in fear and self-preservation, wanting to bunker down and overprotect our national borders and communities, and to find others to blame for the suffering and the economic hardships that will follow, causing exclusion and hate. It will be too easy to forget about the poor in other countries. But as Easter people, we need to encourage one another and talk about the kingdom values of Jesus. We need to contribute to our communities in the good ways that we have learnt during this time. Most importantly, we need to live the new creation the resurrection brought. We need not fear. We need not protect ourselves out of fear. Easter is about love, cooperation, inclusion, and wholeness. Resurrection Sunday is about victory over sin and death. And for you and me personally, on this Resurrection Sunday, we need to sit with the question, how does Jesus' resurrection transform me? We need to let this question enter our hearts and not look for the typical Christian answers. In a world gone crazy, what would it have been like for you and me if we lived as early disciples, coming to terms with the fact that my sin and death had been overcome by this God-man? How does this deep truth transform the way I live here and now? What reassurances does it give me about my life and my death? These are essential questions that we all need to answer for ourselves. And then we have the glorious opportunity to live the rest of our lives into those answers. As the Colossians writer said, since we have been raised with Christ, we need to set our hearts on things above. We will be raised with Christ on the last day, and when that time comes, I'm looking forward to celebrating with him the new world that I contributed to while I was alive. We are an Easter transformed people. Let us not miss this moment in history to work with God for God's kingdom and for the new creation we have in him. Amen. We can sing, "My Redeemer Lives." I know that Jesus rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin, and I believe. And my Redeemer lives. Thank you, God, that you live. We thank you that Easter is not about a people, but about all people. that your love and your salvation are for all who confess with voices, hearts, and lives that the tomb is empty because Jesus is risen, that we might know forgiveness, that lives might be reborn and your name be glorified now and for eternity. We praise you and give you thanks today. Amen. The final song you might like to sing is "This is Amazing Grace." Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of Glory, the King above all kings, because this is indeed amazing grace. And so, friends, go out into the world knowing that we are an Easter people. Our lives have meaning. Our sin and death have been overcome. We are new creations by the Spirit of Christ. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.